On July 5th, Josh and Stacy Dubrow welcomed their first child into the world.
We had that moment of, you know, it's a boy, and, you know, we had that moment of joy that every parent gets to enjoy. You know, then out of the corner of my eye, I see the baby was getting some respiratory assistance.
Jordan Alex Dubrow had meconium in his lungs. He was struggling to breathe.
For the next 3 days, we were watching, waiting, praying, hoping.
During this trying time, they say the doctors and nurses at North Shore University Hospital in Manhasset were extraordinary.
From the minute I gave birth to Jordan, they were just very caring and very sympathetic. And anything I needed, they got it for me. You know, if I needed a hug, they gave me a hug.
After a few days, baby Jordan passed away.
We didn't want people sending food and flowers. And, you know, we felt that the money could be better spent making a donation towards the NICU.
In their darkest hour, Josh and Stacy started the JAD Fund. Their goal, to purchase a blood gas measurement machine for the neonatal intensive care unit. Chief of Neonatology, Richard Chandler.
This is absolutely extraordinary to just think of other people and the future, rather than looking over the past.
I think it's helped us with the healing process. Instead of, unfortunately, focusing on all the bad that happens and the sadness, and we felt it all and we still feel it every day, there is a part of us that feels good.
Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News. Words cannot adequately describe what it is like to lose a child.
You know, our outcome wasn't obviously what we wanted. You know, we hope other people can have a much better outcome.
On July 5th, Stacy and Josh Dubrow welcomed their first child into the world, a son, Jordan Alex. There was a moment of joy.
Out of the corner of my eye, I see the baby was getting some respiratory assistance, and a bunch of doctors and nurses were in the crowd, and I knew that something was not normal, but yet they kept our spirits up.
Jordan had meconium in his lungs. He struggled to breathe. He was rushed to the neonatal intensive care unit at North Shore University Hospital in Manhasset.
We did develop this really sincere admiration for the entire staff of the NICU.
And never at one point did I ever feel that they weren't doing everything that they needed to be doing for Jordan. I never felt that they were giving up on the situation. I felt like they were constantly fighting with him, which is what gave me a lot of hope in those 3 days.
After 3 days of fighting, Jordan died. In lieu of flowers, the family requested donations to purchase a blood gas measurement machine for the NICU. And so the JAD Fund was born. Chief of Neonatology, Dr. Richard Chandler.
It shows you the strength that they had, the strength of their support to be able to look beyond their tragedy.
I think it's taken our terrible, devastating experience and giving it a little bit of a positive twist to it.
Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.